a blessing on Dennis also as he brings your word to us. We pray that, Lord Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you'll speak mightily through Dennis. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Firstly, let's read from God's word. From 1 Peter 2, verses 4 to 10. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builder rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." I wonder what your building skills are like. On the few attempts that I've had at constructing things, I've failed quite miserably. Either the construction falls down, or the mortar or cement falls out, or it's out of shape, it's not aligned, and it's not very practical. If we go back to Matthew and chapter 16, we read from verse 13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, this was a region which had lots of pagan worship, lots of superstition. And Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asks. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Here, and over 60 years later, Peter refers to a rock, to a building, and to a church. I wonder what your experience of church is. Maybe this is the first church you've attended. I love this church. This church has been important to me. It was a church that I've been part of for over 60 years. It's a church where I was baptized. It was a church where I was married. It was a church where my children were dedicated. It's a church I've been in membership with for over 50 years. But it's not a perfect church, and no church really is. Every church had its problems, and Peter knew that when he was writing to these Christians in this epistle of Peter. So let's look at the reading, shall we? Firstly, we learn that these were Christians that were foreigners, were aliens in this part of Asia Minor. They were treated with deceit. They were viewed as not really part of the community. They were scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. They had no real place to call their own. And here Jesus tells them that as they come to him as living stones, they are being built into a spiritual home, into a holy priesthood. The temple in Jerusalem had been destroyed, and for the Jews among this group of Christians, parts of their background, parts of what their tradition was based on, had been removed. There wasn't the place that they could go to communicate as they had done in the past with God. All that had been destroyed, and so they were aliens, they were foreigners. And maybe they were aliens and foreigners because of their faith. Firstly, here Peter talks about coming to Jesus. He says, as you come to him. He doesn't say, as you go to him. Peter speaks from the point of view of being with Jesus already. He already has been called by Jesus, and he's speaking from that relationship. And what kind of people we are is based on Jesus. It is made, and it is made known through him. Secondly, he talks about who Jesus is. Jesus here is called the living stone, the stone rejected by men. When Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate, Pilate said to him, "Don't you know I have the power to set you free or to nail you to the cross?" And Jesus said to him, "Pilate, this person who represented the might and the power of Rome," Jesus says to him, "you have no power unless it comes from above." If you were to visit Rome on Easter Sunday, amongst all the architectural ruins of that great power, that great empire, and you stand in St. Peter's Square, an old man will come out onto the balcony and will bless you in the name of Jesus. How do we see the church? How do we see ourselves? Do we see it in a certain way? Do we look back on the traditions that we have within the church? You know, when I was growing up in this church, I probably viewed other churches in the town with a certain amount of suspicion because they didn't do things the way that we did them here. The Anglicans, the Methodists, the United Reformed churches, their style of worship was completely different to ours. And maybe I thought that, yeah, this was the real church, this was church. But then I discovered that within those other churches, there were Christians who had come to Jesus and had an experience of Jesus in much the same way as I had. They believe the same truths about Jesus Christ. And God is saying here, I want you to know what I think about my church and what I think about you, the living stones, that are part of that church. See, here we're reminded that it isn't our church. It isn't my church. It isn't your church. But this is his church. This is God's church, built on the foundation stone of Jesus. See how great our calling is. God is saying, this is my church. When Jesus was with Pilate after his arrest, Pilate said to him, "We don't want this stone. Away with this stone." And the Jewish leaders said, "We don't want this stone." And here we're reminded in this reading that this stone that was rejected by men has been chosen by God. It's foundational. I'm not sure where the foundation stone in this church is. There's a stone on the front of the church. I don't know if you've seen it. It's not a foundation stone. I think it's a memorial stone that was put there when Charles Spurgeon visited the church in 1872. So I'm not sure where the foundation stone of this church is. But Next year, we will be celebrating 150 years of this church being in Faversham, and it's still standing. Those people that constructed it, that built it, knew that it had to be built on solid foundations. Now, they're not used today in many buildings. Usually it's a concrete foundation. But the same principle must apply. The building has to be built on a solid foundation. And Jesus is saying in this reading, or Peter was saying in this reading, that Jesus was also rejected by men, yet he was chosen. He's the living stone. He is alive, and he is the stone that they are building on. And as they come to him, they are being built on him, and they are being built like him. In this way, they could understand their own rejection by men of the world. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel that you're rejected? I wonder, when people know that you come to church, that you're a Christian, does that affect your relationships with other people? Do they view you as that funny lot down the road at the Baptist Church in St. Mary's Road? Do we feel that the world is our home, or do we feel that there's something more, that we belong to something greater? Well, here Peter is saying, yes, we do. Yes, we do. When we face rejection, it can be all that we see, and it can bring us down. No one likes to be rejected. We want to be accepted, but we find that we are rejected, just as Jesus was rejected. It's the reality. However, just as he was chosen by God and precious to him, so are we as we come to him. Being chosen by God, we know that we can have that living relationship as living stones, as part of his church. Put together, to get along together. That's not easy, is it? We're all different. We all have different opinions. We have different views. We're old. We're young. And yet we're called to come together because of what Jesus has done for us. Peter says, you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And this tells me how important it is for all of us to tell others about Jesus through our personal testimony of what God has done for us. And it's a matter of declaring his praises of his salvation. We should tell our testimony of what God has done, combined with the word of God, so that we can lead others to God and that they can be made acceptable to him. Who we are and what we do is because of God's grace and because of his work within us. So as we come to God, living stones, let us come in gratitude for what he's done for us, believing that we are part of one church with Jesus as the cornerstone, brought together under God. And may God use us and bless us as we seek to serve him.